Mrs. Williamson.
Hello there.
Hello there.
This is Dale,
this is Chris Yoder in Saugatuck. How are you today?
Hello. I'm fine. How are you?
Just fine.
I was expecting your call.
Well, good.
So, I've been thinking about all this stuff this morning and keeping it in my thought just when everything happened. Where would you like me to start?
Well, why don't you start at the beginning? How did you first, your family first come to Saugatuck?
Well, that's what I wanted to tell you about. My father, Nancy's grandfather, was in the University of Michigan when he and his father had a difference of opinion. He didn't like his father remarrying when my father's mother had died, and he was very close to her, so he was really offended when his mother, when his father got interested in another woman. So they had this unpleasantness, and so my father, instead of sending him to college, gave him some money to go buy a farm in Michigan. That's how it happened that we were there at all. So my parents were married in 1913.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's the one on the old Allegan Road. And that was built I would suppose it was 1911 to 12. So they were married in 1913, and he took his bride over to live there. And so they lived many years in that house and ran the farm. And it was a big farm. They had acres, but they had many hundred trees and a huge vineyard, and so that's what supported them until my father got this idea about the pool, and that came along much later, as I'm sure you realize. The pool was open, I would guess, about 1927. See, I was born in 1921.
Okay.
So, anyway, they built the pool. My father had the pool built. It was the largest swimming pool in the state of Michigan at the time. Largest outdoor pool, of course, it was outdoors. And you could see by the picture that it was very large. Do you happen to have any idea what happened to the photograph of the pool that hung in the pavilion?
I sure don't. You know, the pavilion burned around 1960.
I know it. What a crime that was. That was a wonderful, wonderful building.
I can ask if anyone knows if that photograph was recovered.
I don't know anything about that. See, when we lost the pool and the farm to the Depression,
yes, ma'am.
And you understand what I'm saying? Stop me if you don't understand what I'm telling you.
No, I got it. And the rest of it was lost in a sale.
The rest of it went to pay the taxes.
Yep.
And, of course, the pool had to be closed. And we went over a number of years later to look at it. And it had been filled with dirt and covered over.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
And Now, you were very small when the pool was being built, but do you remember anything about the construction of the pool?
I don't remember a lot about it. I was kept, you know, I was 6 years old when it was built, when it was first opened. And I'm sure they just kept me on the farm with my grandmother out of the way when that was being built for safety's sake, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Now, Nancy sent me an email that you remembered that sign that I sent a picture
of. Yeah, I do. I don't know where the design of the sign came from. I don't think my grandmother drew it. It wasn't the kind of art she did. But she did the painting of it. Of the woman in the swimsuit.
And you say you remember her painting that?
Oh, heavens, yes, I do. She did it in the yard.
In the yard at your home on Old Allegan Road.
Yes, right.
And her name was what?
Carrie Stetson.
Okay. And she lived with you while you were there in that house?
Yes. She came when my brother was born. And she came to help take care of the baby, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
And she was a widow, didn't have a cent. And so there she stayed, much to my father's dismay. he didn't like that very much, and it made an awkwardness in the home. But anyway, she stayed, and then pretty soon I came along. 5 years later, I came along. And then they needed her again, so she just stayed, and she stayed for 14 years.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know.
Well, you say 14 years. About what year was it that the pool was closed?
It was closed probably 1933, I'm guessing. I had that written down. It was open in 1927, I think.
And did you all move back to Chicago at that time?
We moved back to Chicago when the farm was gone. You see, we didn't get rid of the farm just because we had the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Both those things were operating at the same time. And my father had a lot of trees, apple and cherry and peach trees, several kinds, and a huge vineyard. And then there was another house on the hill between the river and the farm. Are you familiar with the terrain there?
No, I'm not.
Well, the Kalamazoo River runs the other side of the farm. And there's a hill, not a huge hill, but a hill that you were up. You could look out over the farm. And my grandfather built that building. And it was a house that was built for ventilation. It had windows on both sides of the house. If you left the bedroom doors open, there was a breeze went across. It was hot, you know. So that was a very well-ventilated house. And the rest of the family, my grandfather and his other kids and their kids all came and stayed there and vacationed there in the house on the hill.
It was...
We had the house in the grove, but they had the house on the hill.
And that was his summer place then? Okay.
He was a man of means.
Okay, and I've got his obituary. I think it shows he died in 1931. Abraham Robert Marriott, president of the Chicago Tile and Truss Company in Oak Park.
Yeah, in Chicago.
Yep.
And he was a very beloved and revered man. Everybody loved him. And everybody called him Daddy.
Everybody called him Daddy. So that was his nickname. May 20th, 1931, of pneumonia at his home, 518 Northeast Avenue in Oak Park.
Yep, that was in Oak Park, and we had a house in Oak Park, you see, too. When we left the farm, moved to Oak Park, we couldn't afford a house, having just lost a house. But my father worked for his brother, because that was, you know, the Depression had come, and there weren't any jobs. Job.
Okay, is that Arthur or Thomas or Roger? Or
it
David?
Would be Thomas Benjamin.
Thomas Benjamin was the one.
That was his younger brother.
Okay. How long after the pool closed did you lose the rest of the farm and go to Chicago? Now, I know that there's a photograph of you and your brother beside the station wagon.
Oh, yes. I think I'm in the station wagon.
Okay. And one of our friends here in Saugatuck, his name is Mel Hershaw. He had just turned 90 a few months ago. He remembers that station wagon very well, and that it used to go down to the parish drugstore and pick up people and take them up back up to the pool.
You're going to see when we send you the picture of that station wagon, there's a sign on it about this is a swimming team, and they were using that station wagon, as I remember, to take the swimming team to Chicago, to the Chicago Tribune.
Oh, goodness.
In the waterfront. And my brother, who became a very accomplished swimmer, at the age of 13, he won the 13-year-old prize for his group of kids. There were hundreds of kids. And he was the best swimmer of the bunch. He was a very accomplished swimmer.
And what was your brother's name?
Robert William Jr.
Okay. Now the sign that we have in the local museum that I sent a copy of, someone remembers that it was, they had seen it where at the bottom of Allegan Road with an arrow pointing up the hill, which was one of the ways you could get to the pool. Do you remember where it was mounted in your time?
I don't remember that.
Okay.
Sorry. Don't remember where it was. He painted more than one of those.
Of the same sign?
I think so.
Okay. Any other stories about the pool, about going and swimming there yourself, or funny things that happened?
Oh, yes. First of all, I'll tell you about the building that was next
people stay overnight at the pool?
No, just the family and the lifeguards.
Okay.
As far as we know.
Yeah, what were the styles of the swimming suits at the time? There were changing rooms separate for men and women, right?
Yes. The women's changing rooms were on the front by the poolside, and the men's was on the back.
I know sometimes they have like a shower in the changing rooms. Did they have one then?
Boy, I don't remember. We must have had a shower. Yeah, we must have. I
remember when I was young, they had a pan of chemical water to step into as you came in and out.
We had that too.
You did?
We had that too.
Okay.
Especially sometimes. I don't think we had it to begin with, but there was some sanitary reason that we had to have that. And everybody stepped through the pan of water before they got in the pool.
Yes, ma'am.
The pool was about 2 feet deep around the edge.
And how deep at the middle? The diving would be into the deeper part of the pool then.
Into the deeper part. There were two diving stands, one on each side of the deep hole, and there were
these ropes with floats on it. Did the lifeguards do much business?
Well, they pulled one or two out, but I don't think they ever had any. We had one guy that tried to come down that big slide. You remember seeing the pictures of the big slide?
Kind of, I can visualize it.
Maybe he had something to drink or something.
Good.
I don't remember times of the lifeguards having to save a lot of people.
Good.
I don't remember a lot of that. But they were very vigilant. There was always a lifeguard. Usually two, but always at least one overlooking that deep part of the pool.
Right. Did you all have a concession stand at the pool?
Well, at the other end, that building that I was telling you about, there was you come in, and then you turn to the right, and there are the dressing rooms. You go out the other side and out onto the sidewalk. But also there was the refreshment place. And my mother used to make hot dogs and dip ice cream. And there was a window on the outside of that part of the building that opened down and made kind of a shelf.
Did they sell anything to drink?
Oh, yes. They sold pop.
Okay.
And candy bars.
And candy bars. Great.
I remember I used to get into the candy bars. It was at the other end of it. The candy was in the candy case where you paid your admission to come in, and it cost 10 cents to swim in the pool. Now, that's a bargain.
That's a good bargain. You remember any of the prices on the concession items?
I think the candy bars were a nickel, maybe.
Okay.
Doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. It's,
with the admission,
it sounds like a bargain.
10 cents for admission. Candy bar and a nickel seems a little bit high. I don't remember. I never had to pay anything for a candy bar. I just took them out of the candy case.
Yes, ma'am. Were there any kind of mechanical problems with the pool itself? Any worries with leaking or anything else?
We always emptied the pool. In the fall, but there would be cracks in it. It was a concrete bottom, and there'd be cracks, and then there'd be. I wasn't a party to any of this, but I remember seeing the tar marks on the bottom of the pool where the holes were mended.
Yep.
I guess they could tell. I remember that being done. That the tar the
So they do their maintenance over the winter and spring and then have it ready to reopen the next year.
Yeah, they open it in the spring.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I remember that it leaked. Do you know about how the water was cleaned?
No.
On the other side of the pool from the where you come in and where the long building is, directly across the pool from that was another building. And it was the filter beds. And the water went out of the pool in the bottom of the deep hole into a pipe, or maybe more than one, I don't remember that. And it was sent over to the filter beds. And at the top of the filter beds were long pipes with holes in them. And the water came out those holes and went up in the air and was aerated, and then it came down into the below the pipes was a gravel and sand
Yes, ma'am.
Now, this is all childhood memory.
That's great. Well, now, you were old enough to go to school here for a while, weren't you?
I went to the grammar school until fourth grade. I remember when we went to Oak Park, and I was enrolled in the school there. I was in fourth grade.
Do you remember any of the children that you played with?
I don't remember.
Remember the name of your hired man?
He was called Mart. That's all I remember about him, except he and my father were pretty good friends.
M-A-R-T, Mart?
I think, I'm just guessing.
Okay.
Can't remember what his first name was.
Oh,
they had an outhouse, I remember.
Well, you think Mark might have been his last name?
No, I think it was his first. Well, that's what everybody called him. So I think it was his first name.
Okay. And did you go to the pavilion?
Oh, gosh, yes. There was a movie house at the end of the pavilion. Did you know that?
I saw a movie in 1958 in that movie house.
Oh, gosh. Well, when I was a kid, we used to sit way down front. All the kids got to sit down front with their popcorn. And the parents got to sit back. And it entered, you could get into the movie house from the street, as I recall, and then you got out of the movie house into the pavilion. The pavilion, did you see the pavilion at all?
Yes.
You saw what a wonderful dance hall that was.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, those big things that opened up under the river from where you were walking around the dance floor. And the music, when we had a band, the music was just wonderful because it sounded like it was coming over the water.
Yeah,
and I was a little girl and I got to dance with other people. It was friendly and it was a wonderful place.
But yeah, my mother and her sister recalled going down there with their parents, and they'd park outside with their windows down. And they listened to the music in the car.
Listen to the music.
Yeah.
Music sounded wonderful because of the water nearby. And there was a veranda off the dance floor, out onto the porch. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, gosh. We used to step out there, and the band was playing, and people were dancing, and we just step out there on this big, kind of a wide veranda, about 8 feet wide, I think. And you could go out there and look down on the water and the boats. The boats were parked there and people came in from their boats to dance and go to the movies.
That's great.
It was quite a resort town at that time.
Well, it still attracts an awful lot of people in the summer.
Does it? Uh-huh.
And did you climb Mount Bald Head?
Oh, gosh, yes. When I was a kid, I climbed Mount Bald Head. And then they put up a stairway.
Yeah.
And you could either climb up the sand or you could go up the stairway.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And was there a stairway when you first came?
I doubt it. I don't remember when the stairway went in.
Yeah. Well, they just refurbished the stairway last year, and it's now 302 steps to the top.
My gosh. I just like going up on the side in the sand. That was a challenge.
Now, the Oval Beach, the road through hadn't been cut to the Oval Beach when you left it, had it?
You know, the Oval Beach came into being and damaged the business at the pool.
Okay.
Because it didn't cost anything to go swimming at the Oval Beach.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it still there?
Oh, yes. It now costs something. It costs, I think, it's $6 for a car to come in, or if you're a local resident, you can get a season pass for $40.
Oh, my goodness. How about in Douglas these days? Is there still a great number of well-to-do people that come and stay in those houses overlooking the lake?
I don't know. There on the lake shore, there are quite a number of people that have summer cottages, and then there are a lot of summer rentals that people will rent out.
That used to be the time the pool went in. That was a real exclusive place. It was just people with money that could afford those houses overlooking the lake.
Yes, ma'am. It still takes money to afford those houses with lake frontage.
Okay, it's still that way.
Yes, ma'am.
The school was up on the hill.
Yes, ma'am.
In Saugatuck. I remember going to school up there. I was pretty little.
My mother was raised in LaGrange, which isn't too far.
Not too far. Nope. They were our competitors on the football field and in the swimming pool. And my brother was a great, strong swimmer. He was a prominent swimmer at that time. And we thought it was just wonderful. Of course, we both loved to swim from our experience at the pool.
My goodness. Well, now, let me list some names of people who were about the same age as you and would have been in the elementary school probably while you were there. Jane Bird. Bud Sewers.
Sewers.
Yeah.
Or is it Sowers?
Sewers. They were a family of fishermen.
Okay.
And then some of the more prominent ones in the city that were the Springer family. They owned a big place called the Kema.
They called what?
Kema. K-E-M-A-H. It's a big house up on the hill on Allegan Road, uphill from the river in Saugatuck.
Don't remember that. Don't remember that at all.
Okay. Your brother being older, and you think he was probably in high school part of the time you were here in Saugatuck?
No, I think when we went to the city it was about when he got... See, if I was, let's see, I'd have been... I'd have been 10 or 11 years old when we moved to the city.
Okay.
And he'd have been in high school.
Okay. You don't remember any of the names of any families that you kept in touch with or your parents kept
I'm
in touch
sure,
with?
Isn't it awful? I don't. My mother used to drive me to town once in a while to play with one of the little girls in town. I can't remember the names of any of them.
Okay. Well, I
was 5 miles out from town.
5 miles out.
The house. Okay. The house in the Grove was 5 miles out from town. And in those days, that was a big production.
Yes, ma'am.
To get together with another little girl.
Were you close to New Richmond?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. And my mother was a little snooty. And, I couldn't play with just anybody.
Okay. Well, I certainly appreciate all this information, and I hope...
You're sure welcome.
I hope that you're able to find your albums, and maybe some of the pictures will remind you of other stories that you'd like to share. I'd be glad to have
all
them.
Right. Okay, I'll talk with you again if you'd like. And when we get this, we got a birthday party coming up.
Yes, ma'am.
My 90th birthday is occasion excitement. I don't know why, but anyway, we're having some people this weekend for a party. And we get that over with and behind us, and my grandson out of school will be able to think straighter.
Well, great. I was telling your daughter that a good friend of ours just had a birthday last weekend. She was 102. So you're a spring chicken.
I guess I don't feel bad. I'm well and everything, but now I walk around. I don't have to be helped except across rough terrain. I have trouble walking across something that isn't pretty smooth. But I walk around the house and sidewalks and everything fine.
Well, great. Maybe you ought to come back and take a visit to Saugatuck and see how it's grown up. Well, you might be able to fly into Grand Rapids or South Bend for not much more than the flight to Chicago, and then rent a car, and that might be easier than the train. The train will go to Holland now from Chicago, and then that's where it would let you off, at Holland, Michigan.
I remember that town well. Full of nice people.
Yeah, very nice.
Dutch. Yeah, they were nice people.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate all you've shared with us, and I'll type it up, transcribe it a bit, and send you a copy. And if you have things to add or change or delete, you know, tell me. And then
Okay. We'll
put it with our archives, and I probably want to use part of it in our Historical Society newsletter, the story of the Big Pool.
Okay, well, we'll get further information as we come upon it.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're sure welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.